This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Colorado Senator Dylan Roberts didn't hold back on the Senate floor Wednesday, warning the state to fix the wolf reintroduction program or they'll lose funding for it. The Senate was discussing Senate Bill 25206, which is the budget. There's a footnote on there that says Colorado Parks and Wildlife has to implement seven things that were in a petition filed by Middle Park Stock Growers of Grand County and 26 ag groups and Colorado Counties, Inc. If they don't, they could lose the funding for the wolf reintroduction program.
But this footnote says, if you don't get these seven things in place over the next year, we're not going to give you more money for new wolves. I don't think we should be giving them new money for new wolves anyway. We've met the legal obligations of Prop 114, in my opinion, long ago.
Regarding the budget, the estimate for the cost of the program under Proposition 114 was $800,000 a year. Now it's at $2.1 million. Senator Roberts also brought up on the Senate floor that there's been another wolf depredation, this time in Eagle County this week. CPW would not confirm, saying the investigation in this case is not complete. The U.S. Forest Service is conducting some prescribed burns sometime this spring in the areas of McInnes and Harrison Creek. You'll see some smoke. It's on Highway 40 on the western boundary of Route National Forest, which is the Steamboat Springs side of Rabbit Ears Pass. Forest Service plans to burn about 300 acres, but only when the weather conditions are perfect. The Forest Service will be coordinating with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, with CDOT and Route County on the project. The Moffat County High School Theater presents Bye Bye Birdie on the stage in the Moffat County High School Auditorium, 6 o'clock tonight through Saturday. Tickets at the door. The play Alice by Heart is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the Julie Harris Theater at Perry Mansfield. 13 performers are on stage, including Ruby Frank and Jacob Griffith.
It's a really beautiful coming of age, and this cast is so close, and we really hope that the audience sees all the time and dedication and love that we've put into the show.
You should come to see the show because the music is beautiful.
That's Alice by Heart on stage at Perry Mansfield. Maybelle Colorado Heritage Days is looking for vendors for May 4th. The link to apply is visitmoffettcounty.com. All Route County High School students are invited to visit the Route County Prom Closet. Get a free dress that's been donated. Sign up for a slot on April 11th or 12th. The Prom Closet's at the Heart of Steamboat United Methodist Church. About 150 dresses are available. This is for all students in Route County, including Steamboat Springs, Hayden, and Sirocco. The link to sign up is on the community calendar on our website. April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. Brighter World Child Advocacy Center is putting on a local initiative called Root to Rise. They're hosting free events throughout the month to spread awareness on supporting our families and communities. Friday is Wear Blue Day. Sunday is a kickoff at the base of Steamboat Resort starting around 1 o'clock with hot chocolate and free gondola rides. Kick off the bike season with the Cycle Effect tonight. This is a group whose mission is to get more girls out on mountain bikes each year. They'll be at the Barley tonight from 5 until 8. I'm Shannon Lukens, and that's the headlines. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.